Okay, I'd like to call to order the Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network meeting of the Board of Directors for August 2nd, 2022. The time is 12:32 p.m. Agenda item number one is a roll call. Management, can you please lead us through?
I'm Sarah Eichelberger, and I'll call the roll. Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Carlos DeMatos, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Weisman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
And Ruben Reyes, City of Austin.
Present.
We've established a quorum.
Okay, excellent. Item number two, annual network management SLA evaluation. All right, I'm going to read off of my own screen because that's not big enough for me to read. Okay, quick reminder, we go through the SLA sections one at a time, and management has been so kind as to add their accomplishments. We should be able to see the score that we gave them last year, and then we come up with the score for each section. Okay, so section number one, network management, engineering, and planning. You can see the list of deliverables. Please take a few minutes to review and let's discuss. Okay, and in February, which is our halfway point of the year, we mentioned that we're looking for faster resolution for installs and upgrades on the network. And management responded by basically they're frustrated too. It's mainly AE and the permitting, and they would consider an FTE to help manage that. Any comments from the board?
No comments from me, except that we have seen some of the initiatives taken by the network team, and they all seem favorable. It's taking a little bit of time, but they've got some good progress developing on those areas.
Definitely want to highlight, I agree, definitely want to highlight that the NOC became operational and by the way, this is management's notes, but they did establish a maintenance plan that will not be charged back to Gatton, so that's a bonus. At last year's score was a 5, which is as high as it gets. Does anybody see any reason to go lower than a 5?
I do not, Dan. This is Ruben with City of Austin.
Okay. What are your thoughts on giving a 5? Does anybody have any strong opinions?
Just for the record, excuse me, John Greiner with Austin ISD has just joined the meeting at 12:36.
Hey, John.
Hey, everyone.
We're on the SLA review, and we're on item number one. Section one, I should say. Not hearing any feedback from any of the board members regarding a score or any potential concerns, any issues that we should bring up?
I mean, yeah, I don't, I'm trying to think of areas for improvement. Obviously, we still desire more improvements on how long it takes to upgrade the network. Obviously, network management is acknowledging the issue, but does it make sense to continue to list that as something we want to see improvements on?
I think so. I think we can make it a goal while we acknowledge that it's not all in network management's hands. Giving them something to work towards, even if that means, you know, asking the board to put together memos or, you know, putting pressure internally in our own entities. I think just keeping that at the top of management's mind has value. So I have no problem keeping it as a comment. And if there's any other comments that we have in terms of not even criticism, just areas of places that we'd like to see the Gatton network get to, something to strive for. Gary, you've usually got a couple ideas on these evals.
No, I mean, I really don't have any comments for this one at this time. I mean, they're continuing to do a good job.
Okay. Would the board consider a 5? A repeat of last year's score?
That'll work for me.
I second that, Dane.
Okay.
No issues here. That's what I've listed. I'm sharing my screen now. I did mention backup NOC is operational and network management is able to establish a maintenance plan at no cost to Gatton. I guess that's not entirely true. I guess the maintenance inspections are no cost to Gatton, right?
Actually, the city is going to be taking care of all the maintenance.
Correct.
But if they determine, oh, this item needs to be replaced, then that is a cost to Gatton. But I would say the maintenance inspections are at no cost to Gatton. Is that right?
A routine maintenance? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
All right, anything else for section number one? All right, not hearing anything. Let's go ahead and move on to section two, engineering documentation. Okay, last year, the board's comment was that we'd like to see progress on disaster recovery plans. Management responded that they'll schedule more meetings with the subcommittee and finalize the DR plan. I believe that's still a work in progress. Network manager is going to take some disaster recovery training. And then the mid-year, more progress is needed on DR documentation planning, good work on documenting network interruption incidents.
Dane, are you in the right section? Section two?
Nope. That was section three. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jaime. Okay, last year we saw some progress. The half year point, the O365 SharePoint is a success. When was O365 implemented?
It was last September.
Last September. So that's
it's a year.
It's within this year, right? Yeah, I would absolutely think that should go into our consideration for a score. That the SharePoint site has been a revelation in terms of sharing documents and being able to access things. Thoughts from the board?
I would agree. Being an although I've been in Austin for 4 years and working closely with John Kay on a lot of matters, I didn't get to work closely with John Kay on specifically on Gatton other than from more of a billing perspective. So having that as a resource as being as far as an individual, a new member to the Gatton team, it's been hugely helpful for me.
Has anyone, some of the highlighted accomplishments were the tie cables. Has anyone looked at our records to see that they've been added to them? Or I guess I'm wondering, is there still more work needed on that one? I know the university was emailing back and forth with Advanced One and Network Management on the cables that we listed there and the routes. I just don't know if there's still more work to be done in that area, or do we call that a win?
I'm not sure, Jaime. I know that this is the area where we've typically called out Bentley as an area that needs improvement, but I don't have any information specifically on the tie cables.
I can respond and say, you know, that we sent out that list last year and had all entities verify the tie cables or add any that were not there, and then we compiled all of the as-builds that were not in Bentley and submitted all of those to Advanced One, and Advanced One completed all of that drafting last year. You know, of course, that would be captured in the maps that are currently on SharePoint. You know, so you could, you know, download those maps in KMZ, DWG, or CPV format and verify that your tie cables are indeed included in that, in the maps.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just going to mention it as another good accomplishment here unless someone else can say, oh, no, it's not done. I believe it's done. I just hadn't personally checked.
Yes, and we added that tie cable list to SharePoint, you know, so members can go in and verify, and all of the tie cables on that list should be included in Bentley now.
Okay, any other accolades or concerns in Section 2? Okay, hearing none, what do we think about a score? Last year was 4.75. I am a big fan of the SharePoint site, and of course, getting those tie cables into Bentley is a step forward, so would we advocate for 4.75, or are we willing to go a little bit higher?
I'd say a little bit higher.
What are you thinking, Jaime?
Well, I'm one of those people that likes to reserve perfect scores because everyone could use improvement, right? So somewhere between 4.75 and 5, so 4.85, 4.9, something like that.
I second the 4.9. Jaime Dane, this is Ruben with City of Austin. Again, I've been here with the board for a short time, but I will say that it's been consistently demonstrated by the team to always have documentation on hand. And we're talking about just overall management of their documentation. When I ask for X, I receive it. And to
okay,
point,
I've
the latest enhancements obviously speak to the overall scoring.
I've heard 4.9 out there. I'd like to hear from a couple other people.
This is John Griner. I would agree with the 4.9.
Okay, anybody else? Let's go 4.9 then.
Sounds good.
Thank you to the management team. Moving on to Section 3, damage management and disaster recovery. All right, I kind of already gave the preview there. Feel like the disaster recovery plans are still a work in progress. Last year we gave 4.75 also. I'm not sure if we've really made a lot of movement on this one.
Yeah, I think it's worth repeating this desire to see more progress on the disaster recovery plan.
Agreed. And does anybody on the board have any questions, comments on this section?
I would, this is Gary, I'd just keep it static where it is until we get some more progress on the disaster recovery.
All right, so I'm hearing 4.75. Does everybody agree?
That sounds all right to me.
I agree.
All right, sounds great. Let's move on to section four, financial management. All right, with the board's permission, I'd like to cut this one short. This one's been a five ever since Sarah came on board. I don't see any reason to change that. Is it? I'll give you all on the board a chance to comment on this one.
Agreed.
Yeah, no issues there.
All right. Yep. We'll give a five.
And any comment?
Good work. And
yeah.
Pat on the back. Keep up the good work. There we go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I mean, I'd like to hear from AISD if you've had, since you're the fiscal agent, any issues interacting with Gatton in terms of financial?
No, the management team has always been ahead of us and helping us. If anything, we need to work on our processes at Austin ISD, not them. They're doing great. So
excellent.
All right, contract administration, section five. Last eval was a 4.5. We said we'd like to see after action reports after each incident. The purpose would be to see what happened, how we responded, and identify areas of improvement. And we saw much improvement on documentation of tracking damage and performing root cause analysis. Management's response is that they now have the network status report at each tech meeting to review unexpected network issues in the previous month, identify root cause, and review lessons learned. Carlos, feedback on that process. You feel like that process that you all have implemented has added value?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
So the network status report, we're on section five, the contract administration. We asked at the last review to implement after action reports on network incidents so that we can identify root causes and hopefully identify areas of improvement for processes. Process that you've implemented, has that added value?
Yes. At the same time, we had in the past done that, evaluate whatever action we have to take and whatever and evaluate the causes of whatever accident we have to deal with and improve on everything all the time. The network is a living organism, if you will, sometimes, because a lot of things happen one time and then they don't happen forever. But, you know, we make notes and continue to improve all the time. So, yes, it has added some value.
This is John from Austin ISD. I know maybe the biggest change was more of like how the data was shared and who it was shared with. So everybody was aware of exactly what happened. Is that true? From my experience, that's what I see as an end user at this point, you know.
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
We've been tracking these incidents on the SharePoint site. Is that something that happened new during this evaluation period, or is that something that was predating that?
That is new to this evaluation period.
Yeah.
So I think that's worth commenting, you know, that we're tracking these incidents in a central location. It's going to be something that everyone has access to and we'll be able to see trends.
Yes.
Yep.
I agree.
I think that's what Carlos' point was, is that they've always had a business process of tracking, identifying, and evaluating the work they do. But now that data is shared with the whole team so everybody can benefit from it. So thank you for that work. That's good.
Does anybody have any comments on other contract administration items, such as pole attachment agreements, insurance? From my point of view, everything seems to be running pretty smoothly.
rating score?
Repeat that, sorry?
I said, are we ready to score?
I think so. I did want to ask Jaime, I don't want to call you out, Jaime, but from your opinion on the, as far as the maintenance contract goes and then the moves, adds, and changes contracts, do you think that we are in a good place long-term with the contractors that we have? I'm not sure that that really relates to a management contract administration score, but.
Right. I mean, we have confidence. I mean, my impression is that we have pretty good confidence in one of our vendors. At times, there's concerns with another one. So, I don't know how that would translate into a score. The university has vendors that we don't have a lot of confidence in as well. Not
sure.
I mean, they may have scored well in an RFP, but I would think Gatton would benefit from, you know, anyone who has history on this board knows that we had issues when we only relied on a single vendor and they were not able to perform, and that left us in a bad position. So I think it would be something good to strive for, is to try to obtain more, what's the word, good vendors.
So do you think some good feedback would be to ask the management team to go out for an RFI just to see what the landscape is looking like these days for vendors? Is there value there, or is that just busy work?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
This is John with Austin again. I think it would have value in that. I think there's been a lot of changes in recent years, not only with supply chain issues, but with human capital for people to have enough people to get the work done. So I know I'm trying to, for the right. Austin School District, make sure we at least have two vendors, right? Because sometimes it's not how good the vendor is, it's just the amount of work that has to be done. If time's a factor, certainly have multiple vendors that can respond is a good thing. So, you know, we're gonna try to have a minimum of two, just for our cabling infrastructure, two vendors, possibly three if we can, to make sure we have that flexibility and frankly to make sure that we're getting the best price for the district as well. Have them be competitive. So.
Okay, Ruben, what are your thoughts on that? I don't want to ask the already busy management team to do busy work, but it does seem like there could be some value in just seeing what's out there currently, and you know, getting a fresh idea of the contractors that are available to our disposal. What are your thoughts?
Well, don't we have already two contractors in the books?
We have two moves, adds, and changes contractors. Go ahead, Jaime.
Yeah, we have two of them, but I thought at times one of them struggled sometimes with fiber splicing. Okay. Am I misremembering, or is that history going too far back and now that's not an issue?
This is Carlos. You're all correct. You're all correct in everything you're speaking about. However, I will it's not that I want to caution y'all. I want to make sure that you're very specific about what you want to do. Going out for an RFI as a request for information on what exactly?
Yes, well, this is Sarah. Go.
I'm sorry. Let me just remind the board that we are scheduled to issue the new RFP for MAC vendors in January, and we are going to leave it open for at least 8 weeks this time to make sure we get as much response as possible, and you know, ask several members of the board to volunteer for that evaluation subcommittee. So we are already scheduled to go out for an RFP this year. This is the final year of the MAC contracts. I just wanted to make that statement. Clarifying.
Okay. And Sarah, thank you for clarifying, Sarah. Just a little input there, Sarah. I don't know if you have the flexibility to also reach out directly to a list of vendors like we do with RFPs. We open it up to the whole world, but then we have 10 or so vendors that we may have already had experience with that we just make sure they are aware that the RFP is out there. If that's an option, I could share.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we follow AISD's procurement rules, and we do always reach out to the vendors we are familiar with to let them know that that's out there, as well as, you know, several other vendors in the area, not just ones that we've had history with.
Very good.
We want to get as much response as possible for all of our RFPs.
So I left my comment, if you can see it on the screen, kind of vague, just saying, you know, this is something we'd like to see, but I'm not necessarily calling out accomplish this by doing an RFI or whatever the case is.
I think that's good.
I'm sorry, Dane, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sir, please.
Real quick, I think with the information Sarah just shared with us, I would recommend that we wait till that happens. Otherwise, the team's going to get derailed for the next 4 months doing all this exercise, and then it's going to be almost fruitless at the end of the day because we already have this in the books for January. So we're 4 months away.
Yeah, I would agree that January is soon enough.
Yep, that's perfect. And my expectation would not be to necessarily change any vendors. It's just to get a better understanding of who else is out there. So that timing is perfect, Sarah. In terms of a score, 4.5 last year. They did make a couple of improvements. What are you all thinking about a score this year?
This is John Griner. I'll just say Austin ISD, let's go 4.75. That would be my...
That's what I was thinking as well.
Agreed.
City of Austin as well.
All right. Let's go 4.75. Last section is business administration. Last year was a 5 with no feedback at the time. So let's go through a little bit. Management has worked hard to maintain compliance with the Open Meetings Act. Typically, that is only undermined by board members themselves, including myself. The SharePoint site, yep. Does anybody have any feedback on these deliverables?
Continue doing the good work.
I second that.
Okay, do we want to keep it with a 5?
Yes, sir.
Works for me.
Same here.
All right. Same well, that here. Concludes our, I'm sorry, who was that? Go ahead.
This is John Grant. I was just agreeing.
Okay, we're good. That concludes our SLA. Jaime, do you have a composite score?
No, but I can come up with one. Let's see.
In terms of business, Sarah, does Jaime just send that to you directly?
That'll work.
I think historically I was sending it to you, Dane, so it comes from the chair. But
oh, perfect. Yeah, let's do that. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate you taking notes, Jaime.
Sure. I'm just doing my calculation here. .9 is what the composite comes up to.
Good job, management team. All right. Agenda item number 3 is a short break, so let's go ahead and take 5 minutes. We will Convene at, well, let's just go ahead and make it 8 minutes. Let's convene at 1:10 p.m. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you back in here in a few.
Hey, Mace, I saw you just joined. Just letting you know we're taking a quick break. I think we're reconvening at 1:10. Is that right, Carlos? I think it's 1:10.
Thanks, Simon.
That's correct, Jaime.
Do we have everybody back?
I think I'm just not seeing the video for John with AISD.
All right, it is 1:10. We can get going again. John, we need your camera on just to ensure that we have a quorum.
Dana, we do have a quorum without John, but you know, for him to be counted as present, we have to be able to see his video and hear his audio.
All right, we've got a roll call here, so let's see if we can get a response from John. Can you hear us? All right, let's go ahead, Sarah, and proceed with the roll call, and then we'll just announce him when he makes it back.
Okay. I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I'll call the roll. We have Sid Falk, Bickerstaff Heath, Delgado Acosta.
Present.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Carlos DeMatos, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Mace Royston, LCRA.
Present.
Harold Knoll, UT.
Present.
Ruben Reyes, City of Austin.
Present.
And John Griner with Austin ISD. Even without John, we've still reestablished a quorum.
Thanks, Sarah. Item number 5 is citizen communications. Do we have anything today? Hearing none. Item 6 is review and approve the minutes from the board meeting from July 12th in your packet.
This is Gary Wiesman. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
This is Dane, second. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of July 12th, 2022. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, management, can you please lead us through a vote?
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Gary Weissman.
Aye.
Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
And John Greiner. Everybody voted aye. John Greiner's voted at or counted as absent. The minutes are approved.
All right. Item number 7, board chairperson update. 7A is the November 1st, 2022 board meeting start time.
This is Sarah. LCRA contacted me and requested that we either move the date or the time of the November 1st board meeting. And since the following Tuesdays, the midterms, we want to keep the same date of November 1st. And, after conferring with Dane, it seemed like just moving the time to 9:30 seemed like the best option. So that is, Sid, do they have to vote on changing the time or is just notifying?
Let me look real quick in the bylaws and not try to answer that off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have a vote and to change the start time to 9:30 on November 1st. Yeah, we are 3 months out from this, so I think that's hopefully plenty of notice for everybody.
Yeah, my preference was to do it at the earlier start date instead of a different location, just so I didn't have to fight with audio, visual challenges. But if that time does not work for board members and we're going to have a hard time getting a quorum, then let's discuss and come up with another option.
So I can please make that time work.
Okay, yeah. If there are any issues, please reach out and let us know.
This is Sid. Sarah, just so we know and have maybe some memory, Article 3, Section A of the bylaws says the date, time, and location of each subsequent meeting of the board shall be decided by the board during each regular meeting. That's what we do at the end of meetings, but I think that implies that if we're going to change the date, time, or location, that the board needs to act. So the best practice is for the board to go ahead and formally vote for the change of time.
All right. Okay. This is Jaime. Go on, Gary.
Go ahead, Jaime. Go ahead, Jaime.
This is Jaime. I move that we change the start time of our board meeting to 9:30 a.m. for the meeting taking place November 1st, 2022.
This is Gary, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, management, please lead us through a vote.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Ruben Reyes.
Aye. Sorry, I was
Gary Weissman.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
And John Greiner. John Greiner is counted as absent, and we have a quorum of voting members that voted aye, so the motion passes.
Excellent. Item number 7B, Austin Energy memo discussion.
This item is open for discussion with the board members. Sorry.
Okay, the last that we discussed, the individual entities were still discussing internally to see if there was an appetite for signing this individually as entities. Have you all made any headway there? The fallback option was that I would just sign this myself, but we all sort of agreed that that would carry less weight than if the entity signed it. I also believe that inside of the city, there was some movement. So is this something that Frank would have discussed, Carlos, as far as any progress there?
No, there was no progress on this. We're just still wanting to know how this was going to be handled in the form of signatures. So
last month, Frank had briefed us that CTM had discussed on the side with AE, and that the memo may not be necessary based on AE's willingness to work with us and didn't necessarily want to see a memo go out. So is that something that we need to wait on Frank to get an update there?
That is absolutely true. However, I don't have any updates on that. Yes, the some form, shape or form, this letter was viewed by Austin Energy and they didn't actually want this letter to go out. That is something that I do know.
Have we seen any improvements in response time?
Yes, I would say yes, but it is not enough. But that's just my opinion.
Okay, and so, how are things going with individual entities?
So I think the university does have an appetite to sign. We're just wanting to know which level of executives would be the most appropriate. We wouldn't want a president to sign if everyone else is having directors sign, for example.
And I mean, yeah, I'm basically in the same place. Just need to know who you want to sign it. I've got my CIO's approved signing it. I feel pretty confident that we could get our executive vice chancellor, CFO to sign it. So
yeah, the city and the county were aiming for the CIO level.
Okay. That's no problem with ACC.
And I suspect the university could also support that.
Okay. Well, that's four of the seven members. Or any other members on the fence or?
I can speak for LCRA that I think our legal and executive management would like to abstain from signing.
Okay. Where's AI? Oh, we don't have AISD on the call right now. So what I would propose is to bring this back next month and get an update from Frank. Is Frank going to be here?
Yes.
At the next board meeting? I would request an update from Frank on internal conversations at the city and get an update there before we decide to actually pull the trigger.
Yes, sir.
Is everybody good with that?
Yeah, it might be helpful if network management also checked in with DIR.
We have.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just didn't want to speak for them, but they are also troubled by signing the document. That is my information at this point. I was hoping that they would be here to speak about this.
Okay. Any other discussion on item 7B? Hearing none, let's go ahead and go to 7C, the property damage claim against J.D. Abrams and Lone Star Paving.
Is this, Sid, is this a executive item?
I don't think there's enough detail to warrant us doing that. Quick update, working with staff, Gunner and I put together, mostly Gunner, a letter explaining to the whomever why Gatton's policy is to replace the entire damaged segment, not merely the damaged portion. Explanation about avoiding additional and an accumulation of splices and so on. That was sent to the lawyer for the Lone Star Paving sub, actually the sub's insurer. And I think what we want to do now is give him sufficient time to talk to whomever he has to talk to. So 10 days to a couple of weeks, and then failing to have a satisfactory settlement offer back from them based on previous authorization by the board, Gunner will file a lawsuit. That's where we are.
When was the letter delivered to them?
On Friday, I believe.
Okay, any further questions, comments on that item? Okay, hearing none, thanks for the update, Sid. Moving on to item number 8, network manager's update.
We don't, under GAN activity, we don't have much to report. It was completed, the A1 North upgrade project segment 9 that was done on the 26th of this month. Other than that, we also have under entity specific completed projects, the AIs, the B1 North AISD Brentwood Elementary School node replacement. All there was replacing node cables for AISD in that project. And that's all we have for this project status report.
So I see about 8 A1N segments as active. Are those the final 8? As in, once those are complete, A1N is completely finished with the 192 armored upgrade?
Yes.
Okay, do we have any ETA? I see most of those are waiting on AE. Do we have any estimated time to completion?
I do know the segment 7 is awaiting scheduling. We have a new traffic control plan that should be coming up from for JCCOM to do that, and the permitting is completed for segment 7. So that one will be in the next 60 days will be completed. All the other ones I do not have, they're still on AE waiting EMRs and all that other stuff. So
okay. In your opinion, Carlos, has AE been responsive on these segments?
No. No, they have not been as responsive. These, you got to remember that these projects, if you look at the dates of them, some of them from 2019. So these have been, they've been on the books for quite a while. And, you know, for one, different reasons on everything, of course, but at the same time, I believe that this, the process could have been expedited from their point of view if, so.
Thanks, Carlos. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further discussion, questions on project status report? Okay. Job budget.
This is Sarah. For the job budget, we've got 33 jobs that we're tracking in FY23, totaling $1.745 million. We did complete, or JC completed segment 9, A1 North, and we were invoiced for that segment. So we have $1.7 million encumbered, and we've been invoiced for $44,000 approximately. We're expecting to recover about $101,000 at this point. And the encumbrances of the total of $1.745 million includes $691,000 for FY 2023, and then the remaining $1.053 million is the carryover funds from FY 19 through 22. And that's all I have.
Any questions from the board? Okay, hearing none, we have no need for item number 9, executive session. We can skip item 10. Item number 11 is the budget and the financial report.
Okay, in your handouts, we have the preliminary end of year FY22 financial report from Austin ISD. And I see that John with Austin ISD has rejoined the meeting. But I can go over this report. We had a beginning FY22 fund balance of $1,192,000. In FY22, we received $2.3 million in revenue. We expended $1.8 million in expenses. That gave us an ending fund balance or beginning fund balance of FY23 of $1.695 million, and then add in the $2.1 million of emergency reserve we have for a total bank account for Gatton of $3.794 million to start out FY23 with.
Okay, please take a moment to review the budget report.
And so the next month's report will be the beginning FY23, the July report. And John, I think y'all are still, you know, we've gotten all the POs set up. We're just waiting for those to be issued at this time.
Yes, I'm checking on all of my PO statuses at Austin ISD, including the Gatton. They're taking a little longer than I'm used to, but I'll try to get y'all an update on where exactly they may be hung up and in short term. So,
great. Thank you very much.
Okay, any discussion or questions, comments on the Gatton budget and financial report? All right, hearing none, item number 10 is the, item number 12 is the meeting and action item summary. Did we capture any action items this time?
The only one was to bring back the Austin Energy memo with more information regarding City of Austin's inside information about this. So, from Frank.
That's right. Thank you, Carlos. All right, item number 13, confirm date, time, and location. The next board meeting, September 6, 2022 at 1:30 p.m. here at the LCRA Service Center or on Microsoft Teams. Thank you all for your participation, and this meeting is adjourned at 1:31 p.m. Thanks,
Thank
everybody.
You. Thanks, Dane.
Thank you.
Guys. Have a great day.